As you all already know, during the Sunday's readings of the Pentecost period, the church focuses on reminding us about who the Lord Jesus Christ is for us personally. The first Sunday after Easter is Thomas Sunday. We are reminded that we need to base our life on faith, true faith in our Lord Jesus Christ with no doubt. Then we are reminded that our Lord is the bread of life, and this is essential to our Christian faith, that the Lord is the source of our life and is the bread of life. And as he says, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him and will have everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day. And we are reminded also that the Lord is the source of the living water, and that the Lord is the light of life. And we will see soon that the Lord is also the way, the truth, and the life. So he is the only true way to eternal life. Today we're going to take a side topic because tomorrow is Mother's Day, celebrated in Canada. And I believe earlier in May it was celebrated in Egypt. So as you could see in the picture, we're going to focus on the blessings of maternity. And many of us, many of you are mothers. All of us have mothers. And some of us are married and have the blessings to share our lives with the maternal blessings. How many mothers do you have? Two? Anyone have less or more? How many mothers? A few mothers? Maybe three. Yes. So if we count our natural mother as one, the church as two, and Saint Mary, we have at least three mothers. So let's go with three mothers. So as the picture shows, we all were born from we have a natural mother, a mother who took care of us all our lives, maybe our natural mother or maybe an adopted mother. The church gave birth to us in the baptismal font, so the church is our spiritual mother, and Saint Mary is the mother of us all, and she is not only our mother, but she is our maternal role model. So we could say we are all blessed to have three sets of moms: natural, spiritual, and many role models, Saint Mary being the first of them all. We're going to go through those three sets of mothers and see the blessings we received from our mothers and how we ought to, not only on Mother's Day tomorrow, but throughout our lives, be thankful and grateful to our parents, but we'll focus on mothers in May, maybe on fathers in June. So our natural mother carried us for 9 months. So even before we were born, our natural mother had a relationship with us for 9 months. So a father compared to a mother, a father perhaps knows their child once they enter the world, but the mother has been with the child for 9 whole months. So she has 9 months of head start, 9 months of labor with the child before the child is even born. Our natural mothers nourished us, cared for us physically. And of course, not just physically, but emotionally and in society, and cares for our upbringing, our education. And our natural mothers typically are our, even if they're not our godparents, they are also spiritually responsible for us even more than they are physically responsible for us. So they care for us spiritually and they pray. I don't think mothers stop praying for their children even when they leave the house, leave the nest, and have their homes of their own. So there's a big responsibility for our natural mothers, and those who carry it faithfully are worthy of a big reward in heaven. One of the forefathers says, that the mother has been blessed to receive blessings similar to martyrdom, because a martyr gives his life or her life for their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And the mother gives her whole life to bring up her children in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. So she has a huge calling and responsibility. So as we say Happy Mother's Day to our natural moms, we remember to honor our parents, honor your father and mother, to love and care for our parents, to respect our parents, and to obey our parents in the Lord. And of course, as they pray for us, we also ought to pray for our parents and remember all that moms have done for you. Now, just a side point, obey your parents in the Lord. So we're going to do a quick yes or no question to the following few questions. So I'm going to play the role of your mother, and you are son or daughter, and I'm going to ask you to do something in the Lord, and raise your hand if you think it's appropriate to do what this mom is telling you to do in the Lord. I'm your mom, and I'm telling you, for example, you should pray before you go to bed. Is that appropriate to obey? Yes. Why? Because it's in the Lord. I'm your mom. I'm saying you shouldn't spend so much time watching TV or on your iPhone. Maybe you should dedicate more time to your studies and your spiritual life. Appropriate to obey or not? Okay. I'm your mother. I'd say, do you want to try smoking? No, of course we don't obey. That's not in the Lord. I'm your mom and say, you should be a doctor. No, I mean, unless you have that gift already and she's giving you advice, but that's not something that you have to obey your mom. So obey your parents in the Lord. Just a quick side point. Now our spiritual mother. So we said we have a natural mother, and each of us who were blessed to be baptized in the Lord, we become children, sons and daughters to God the Father, and the church becomes our spiritual mother. As you all know, through baptism, God is our Father, the church is our mother, and she gave birth to us in the spiritual font. And not only that, just like our physical mothers take care of us physically and spiritually, our spiritual mother, the church, nourishes us spiritually every day. Nourishes us literally with the body and blood, the spiritual food that we need, the body and blood of the Lord. And nourishes us also in all its services, the liturgies, the prayers, the Bible studies, gives us the holy books, gives us the meditations and the interpretations of the church forefathers so that we can come closer and closer to our spiritual father. So our spiritual mother has a big role in our lives. And just like we want to say Happy Mother's Day to our natural mother, we want to say Happy Mother's Day to our spiritual mother in a similar fashion, by honoring our church through our actions so that people who are outside are not caused to stumble by my actions. Because if I go to the Coptic Church or to St. Mary's, and then I go outside and I act foolishly, they'll say, oh, okay, so what's the point of going to church? He's a very foolish person. So I need to honor my mother, the church, through my actions. Of course, I need to love and care for my church, respect the church, respect and obey the church's guidance and orders, pray for the church, and remember all that the church has done for me. Many of us were blessed to be born into the church, and sometimes we take that for granted. Some have labored much to enter into the faith, and we have, many of us, received it a lot easier. And then our third topic is our maternal role models. And in Christianity, especially the Coptic Church and many of our Christian brothers and sisters, for example, in the Roman or Catholic Church, venerate very much St. Mary. So we're blessed to have the best maternal role model in St. Mary. And On the cross, the Lord handed St. Mary to the care of St. John, and St. John to be her son. And in giving her into the care of St. John, and St. John to be with St. Mary, not only is St. John blessed to be adopted into St. Mary as his mother, but all of us are now also able to call St. Mary our mother. And there's a quote from one of the Roman Catholic archbishops about, behold thy mother, when our Lord was speaking to St. John. So St. Mary is our role model, and St. Mary is the mother of us all in the church. And just an excerpt or some quick points from a homily by the late His Holiness Pope Shenouda III about the virtues of St. Mary. So His Holiness, and this is summarized in English in one of the churches, St. Mina Hamilton. The website is on the slide. But she led a life of humility. And sometimes we go through phases of humility. But she led an entire life of humility. St. Mary led a life of submission, obedience to the will of God, without questioning, without arguing, without compromise. And I may obey here and there, obey what I like, obey what is according to my will, but she had a complete life of obedience and submission. She lived a life of endurance, to the point of seeing her beloved son wrongfully accused and slaughtered and accept to die a most horrific death in order that we all may live. So she lived a life of endurance, and even throughout her whole life, as a child being left to the care of the temple, and the long journey she took to care for her elderly cousin Elizabeth, the long journey she took with Saint Joseph into the land of Egypt, and then seeing her son at one point they were going to throw him off the pinnacle of the temple, and tradition says Saint Mary looked from far on as they were doing that to her son. So an entire life of endurance. A life of faith, complete faith without grumbling, and a life of prayer preceded with silence and completed with meditation. It's sometimes hard to pray when our life is hustle, bustle, busy, busy, go, go, go. So sometimes we need to calm the water, have some silence, some quiet time, close our eyes, shut out all the distractions in order to focus and pray. And in order to live what we prayed, we need to think through it and meditate on the deep meanings. And there are many spiritual books by Pope Tawadros and by Pope Shenouda and Pope Kirillos, by Bishop Youssef in the U.S., and by many of the church early forefathers and in recent times that help us focus our spiritual life and our life of prayer. St. Mary is our role model to the extent that in the Coptic Church, as you know, we have the prayer book, the Ijbeya, has 7 hours, and each of those hours after we pray the introductory prayer, the Psalms, the Gospel, we have litanies, and they're divided into sets of three. And you all know that the third litany is always focused on seeking the intercession of St. Mary. So we're just going to skip over to the Ijbeya. Many of you have Coptic Reader, but we'll put it up on the screen. So this is just the Coptic Reader app, or you could use any Ijbeya. So if we go, for example, the prime, the first hour, just prayed in the morning. Like we said, after the introductory prayers, the Psalms, the Gospel, we have the litanies. First litany, second litany, and the third litany, here we say, You are the honored mother of the light. We're speaking to Saint Mary. From the rising of the sun to its settings, praises are offered to you, O Mother of God, the second heaven, for you are the bright and unchanging flower, the ever-virgin mother. For the Father chose you. So the Father looked at all women, ladies throughout the ages, starting from Eve throughout the generations to the wife of Noah, to all the children and grandchildren, to the last woman to be born before Christ's second coming, and he chose Saint Mary. The Father chose you, the Holy Spirit overshadowed you, and the Son condescended and took flesh from you. Therefore, ask him to give salvation to the world which he created and to deliver it from all tribulations. Let us praise him with a new hymn and bless him now and forever and unto the age of all ages. Amen. In the third hour, and as we're going, you know, the first hour, we're waking up and we're remembering the resurrection of the Lord, and we're also remembering the creation. So every hour has a theme. We go to the third hour. Again, we go to the third litany. O Mother of God, you are the true vine who bore the cluster of life. We ask you, full of grace, with the apostles for the salvation of our souls. We're asking Saint Mary to pray with the apostles. Why are we saying with the apostles? Because we're in the third hour, 9 a.m., remembering the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. So we ask you with the apostles to pray for the salvation of our souls. And we continue, and again, the sixth litany. Whenever we stand in your holy sanctuary, we are considered standing in heaven. Mother of God, you are the gate of heaven. Open for us the gate of mercy. You are the gate of heaven, meaning that if we follow you, if we come close to you, if we go through you, we could reach the Lord through your intercessions and through your prayers. We go to the ninth. Sorry, skip the sixth. We go to the sixth hour at noontime. What happened at the sixth hour? The Lord was crucified on our behalf. So now we go to the third part of the litany. Since we have no favor, no excuse, no justification because of our many sins, we through you, we're talking to Saint Mary, implore to him who was born of you, O Mother of God, the Virgin, for abundant and acceptable is your intercession with our Savior. O Holy Mother, do not exclude us sinners from your intercession with him whom you bore, for he's merciful and able to save us because he suffered for us to deliver us. We're saying he suffered for us, remembering the cross, and we're asking Saint Mary not to exclude us, because we're all sinful, not to exclude us sinners from her intercessions, prayers to the Lord. And we continue, you are she who is full of grace. O Mother of God, the Virgin, we praise you, for through the cross of your Son, Hades fell down and death was abolished. We were dead, but we are raised and became worthy of eternal life and gained the delight of the first paradise. Therefore, we thankfully glorify the immortal Christ our God. So we follow the theme of the hour, and we continue to ask for Saint Mary's intercession. In the ninth hour, O you who was born of the Virgin for our sake and endured crucifixion, O good one, and abolished death by your death, because the ninth hour, 3 p.m., the Lord gave up his spirit. O you who abolished death by your death and manifested resurrection by your resurrection, O God, do not turn away from those whom you have created with your own hands, but manifest, O good one, your love for mankind. Accept from your mother an intercession on our behalf. And we continue asking for Saint Mary's intercession and remembering when the mother saw the Lamb and Shepherd, the Savior of the world, hung on the cross, she said, while weeping, the world rejoices in receiving salvation. While my heart burns as I look at your crucifixion, which you are enduring for the sake of all, my Son and my God. The Lord endured the crucifixion willingly, and Saint Mary endured seeing her Son. Accept all that on our behalf. In the 11th hour, or Vespers Ishbeya hour, Say, every iniquity I did with prudence and activity, every sin I committed with eagerness and diligence, and of all torment and judgment I am worthy. Therefore, prepare for me the ways of repentance, O Lady the Virgin. As we're entering the evening, we are reminding ourselves to repent and asking St. Mary to help us and to pray for us that we may repent faithfully. For to you I appeal, through you I seek intercession, and upon you I call to help me, lest I might be put to shame. And when my soul departs from my body, attend to me, defeat the conspiracy of the enemies, and shut the gates of Hades, lest they might swallow my soul. O you blameless bride of the true bridegroom. And here we also remember our brothers and sisters in the Catholic Church. They have this prayer they pray with the rosary bead that's similar to our doxologies, where we say, Hail to you, we ask you, full of grace, Virgin, Theotokos, the Mother of Christ, lift up our prayers unto your beloved Son. They also say, Hail, Saint Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. And in the compliant prayer, if we go to the litany. So all this, every single hour, we're asking for the intercession of Saint Mary. O Holy Virgin, overshadow your servant with your instant help. Keep the waves of evil thoughts away from me. Raise up my ailing soul for prayer and vigil, for it has gone into a deep sleep. So we're asking every single hour. And so on the midnight, three services, those who will stay to pray the Ishbeya, you can concentrate and see that when we come to the third part of every litany, we are asking for St. Mary's intercession. So every single hour, we are praying and seeking St. Mary's intercession to save the world, to save our souls, for the Lord to save our souls, not to exclude us sinners who are in need of her intercessions, asking the Lord to accept St. Mary's intercession, asking St. Mary to help us to repent, asking her for her instant help to turn our sorrow to joy and to intercede for the salvation of our souls and deliver us from hardship. So we have a very powerful spiritual role model in St. Mary and a very powerful intercessor. And like I said, we're blessed to have St. Mary as our mother. We are also blessed with other saints who have followed in St. Mary's footsteps. For example, in recent times, Mother Teresa, and here's a quote or some advice from Mother Teresa to all of us who can call her mother, can be called her children. Yes, you must live life beautifully, not allow the spirit of the world that makes gods out of power, riches and pleasure make you to forget you have been created for greater things. Mother Teresa mentions the dangers of putting our hope or trust and making gods out of power, riches, and pleasure. Similar, or just like, as you all know, the apostles and our Lord teach us to be aware of the three types of temptations that the devil can trick us with, either the pride of life, power, the lust of the eyes, riches, the lust of the flesh, pleasure. So don't make gods out of power, riches, and pleasure, because then they'll make you forget what you have been created for and you would lose the greater treasures. We also in the Coptic Church have Mother or Tamav Irini, who has been with us till I think about 11 or 12 years ago. And for those who don't know, so she was a nun at a very young age, I think 17 or 18, and became abbot of Abu Sufyan or Philopater Mercurius Convent at the age of 20. She's known for a deep relationship with the saints, of course, Philopater Mercurius, and she has been visited and had visions with many saints of the Old and New Testament, including St. Anthony the Great. And she's known to have prayed to God, requesting that if it is fit that she be tested with a trial, that trial affect her physical being and not the love, peace, and harmony that exists among her sisters the nuns at the convent. She, of course, took a vow of lifetime poverty with her sisters and focused her efforts and time on vigil, prayer, fasting and struggle, purity and poverty, solitude and stillness, learning from the virtues of our mother and her mother, Saint Mary. And the advice that Mother Irini gives all of us is, when God chooses for us, he gives us strength and aid also, because this is his choice for us. But at the point we decide to choose for ourselves, he says, you are free. You choose for yourself. Show me what you think you can do. She says, I hope that we would let God choose for us everything and give it to us in his right timing, according to his own will. So we say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and to our physical mothers, our spiritual mother, the church, and our role models, our maternal role model, Saint Mary, and all the saints. We need to learn from their saintly, pure lives. We need to honor Saint Mary and our saintly mothers, love and care for others as they did, respect others as they did, obey the Lord as they did, pray for others as they did, and remember to seek their prayer and intercession. Happy Mother's Day. Maybe we can together chant through the intercession of the Theotokos. Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from God, amen. Make us worthy to pray to you and for your Father, who art in heaven.
ترنا وان نحفظنا قبلنا لي اشفق علينا وعضلنا وتبنا لديسا وايضا فلنا سالني حفظنا سالي المقدس كل حياتنا كل سلام من الضابط الكل الرب الهنا ايها السيد رب الاله ضابط الكل أم ربنا الهنا كل انسان مسيح اشكرك على كل حال ومن اجل كل حال في كل حال سترتنا رب وانتنا حفظتنا قبلتنا ليك اشفقت علينا وعضلتنا وتيت بنا لديسا نجل هذا نسأل من صلاحك يا محب البشر نحن نكمل هذا اليوم مقدس كل حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافتك كل حسد وكل تجربة كل فعل الشيطان وأمرة الناس الأشرار قيام الأعداء خفين والظهرين زهعنا وعن سائر شعبك عن هذه الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك مصالح حياتنا فارزقنا إياه إنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا سلطان دوس الحياة العقارب وكل قوة العدو ولا تدخلنا التجارب لكن نجنا من الشرير نعمل عرفات محبة البشر نويت لابنك الوحي ربنا أرام خريصة المسيح الذي من قبل المجد الكرم ونعز السجود تليق بك معهم عن روح القدس المحي مساوي لك الآن وكل وان إلى دهر دور أمين حمني الله قاضي من رحمتك وتلك تشتر أفاتك محو إثمي صلني كثيرا من إثمي مقدي طهرني يا رب إثمي مقدي تأمامي في كل حين لك وحدك أخطأت الشر قدامك سلام كي تتبرر في أقوالك وتغلب ما تحكم إني أنا ذو الآثام حبل بي في الخطايا ولدن أمي إنك هكذا قد أحببت الحق الضوء تحت لي رحمتك من تكون مستراتها طن علي بزوفك فأطر تغسلني فأبيض أكثر من التعليم اسمعني سورا فرحا فتبتهم إذا متواضعا صرف وجهك عن خطايا محو كل آثامي بل نقيا نخلقه فيا الله روح مستقيما جديد في أحشائي لا تطرح من أمام وجهك روحك القدوس لا تنزعه مني نحني بك تخلصك برحن أسين عضدني أعلم الأثم ترقك والمنافقون إليك يرجعون جيني من الدماء يا الله لا خلاص يهتاج ساني بعد لك يا رب افتح شفتي فأنت قم بتسبحتك أنك لو أثرت ذبيحة لكنت لن أعطي ولكنك لا ترب المحرقات الذبيحة لا روح منسحق قلب كسر متعذر لا يدله الله نمي يا رب مسرتك على سيون تبنى سر شريم ينادون سر ذبائح لعل قربان محرقات ينادون يقربون ذبحك العجول سبح رب القوات لكان معلين وخلاص نفوسنا أننا نقف أمام الجسدين أنزان ونعقولنا نوم الغفلة أعطنا يا رب يقدرنا كي نفهم كيف نقف أمامك وقت الصلاة ونرسل لك لفوق تمجيدا لك ونفوز وفران خطيئنا الكثير المجد لك يا محب Behold, bless the Lord, O you, the servants of the Lord,
who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. In the nights, lift up your hands, O you saints, and bless the Lord. The Lord shall bless you out of Zion, he who made heaven and earth.
Glory be to you, Lover of mankind. فليدنو توسلي قدامك يا ربك قولك فهمني هل تدخل تلواتي إلى حضرتك يا ربك كلمتك حيني تفيض شفتي الصبح دام علمتني حقوقك لساني يجيب أقوالك لأن جميع عصاياك عادلة لتكن يدك لتخلصني لأن اشتهيت وصاياك اشتقت إلى خلاصك يا رب وناموسك وتلاوتي تحيانا سياد سبحك أحكامك تعيدني ضللت مثل خروف الضان فاطلب عندك فإني لوصاياك لم أنسى Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto the ends of all ages. Amen.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from now and unto the age of all ages. Amen.
Glory be to you, the good one, and lover of mankind, hail to you, Mother, the Virgin, to all your saints. Glory be to you, Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. عليكم الله تبدد جميع عدائك واليار من قدام وجه كل ودي اسم قدوس أما شعبك فليكن بالبركة ألوف ألوف ربات ربات يصنعون إرادتك يا رب افتح شفتي ولينطق فمي بتسبحتك آمين Choice 9, Alleluia, Canifra, Fiot, Nishin, Babdama, Tawabunut, Yunut, Amin, Spada Kedmalula, Munasfilin, Warakadam, Messi, Malika, La Guada, Filikta, El Katira, Min Mazamir, Teratil, Malim, Nadawood, and Navi, Al Malik, Barakat, Alangamin, Amin, Yorubil Medicus, and